Hey everyone, welcome to September 10th of Pray Today. And we have a new hymn today written by a young mother in the 1800s by the name of Annie Hawks. And Annie Hawks was a housewife and a mother of three children in Brooklyn, New York in the late 1800s. And it was written on a morning in 1872 let me just tell you what Annie says about it. She says, "One day, as a young wife and mother of 37 years of age, I was busy with my regular household tasks. Suddenly, I became so filled with the sense of nearness to the Master that wondering how one could live without him, either in joy or pain, these words, 'I need thee every hour,' were ushered into my mind, the thought at once taking full possession of me." You know, so many of these hymns, we learn that the Holy Spirit just gave these lyrics or these choruses to these people, these ordinary people. And I think about this lady, Annie Hawks, and she was one, obviously, that was going about her business being a mom, and God gave this to her. There's a man of yesteryear by the name of Brother Lawrence, and Brother Lawrence claimed to be as close to God while he was working in the kitchen as when he was praying in the chapel. And this was the experience of Annie Hawks, this housewife from Brooklyn. And what is really interesting to me about this song isn't just how God gave her this song, but 16 years later, after she wrote this song, she experienced tragedy in her life when her husband died. And here's what Annie says about this point in her life. She says, "I did not understand at first why this hymn had touched the great throbbing heart of humanity. It was not until long after, when the shadow fell over my way, the shadow of a great loss, that I understood something of the comforting power in the words which I had been permitted to give out to others in my hour of sweet serenity and peace." So Annie Hawks knew that this song was from God, but this song didn't touch her personally until she experienced tragedy, and God gave her the opportunity to be comforted herself with the lyrics that he had her write 16 years beforehand. Isn't that cool? So in this song, the title to me says it all. It says, "I need thee every hour." This is the realization that we don't just need God when we need God. We don't just need God when things fall apart. We don't just need God when we're sitting in a church pew or chair. We need God all of the time. We need God every hour. Let me ask you a question. How strongly do you believe you need him every hour? Do you need him every hour, every minute, every day? I'd like to pray with you today and pray that the Lord would remind us of our need for him. Lord, would you forgive us when things of this world, not just pain, but distractions, get in our way from realizing our need for you. Father, I need you every hour, every minute, every second of the day, and I desire to live in such a way that those words show that that's what I believe. Lord, I know that I need you, and I think everyone listening to this knows that they need you. But may we live our lives in such a way that we hunger for you in the midst of the normalcy of the day, in the midst of the craziness of the day, in the midst of the pain in the day, in the midst of celebration during the day. May our focus be on our need for you. And you are so worth our praise and our desire to serve you. Thank you, Father, for who you are. Go with me today. Walk with me and remind me of my need for you. May I please you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour. Stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee every hour. Enjoy your pain. Come quickly and abide, or life is vain. I need